Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In our last episode, Coco, you were telling me about being named Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year by Wine Press Northwest. Now, do you get that award because of an accumulation of awards, or is it one particular wine? How does that work?
The reason you become Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year is you can't just have one awesome vintage. It has to be, you know, a long track record of great wines that have, in this case, you know, crushed it at the competitions, you know, year after year. And we've done that. And it's amazing for us to do that with these wines. You know, you work so hard, you believe so much in what you're doing, but, you know, going to a competition, you know, great wines sometimes get missed in these competitions. It's very true. I don't let it ruin my day if I send wines in and, you know, I feel like one goes like silver and it should have got a gold. It just happens sometimes. Never have I like stressed out about competitions like I did in 2020 after winning the award, because I felt like we had to prove it. 2020 was maybe one of our most successful years ever in wine competitions after we got the award. We took the top red wine at the Cascadia, which is the largest judging of Northwest wine, and then won gold medal, I think, on every single release, red wine release that we had in 2020, and then rolled into the platinum judging at the end of the year. And almost broke the record for the most platinums ever won by a winery. And we only entered in 12, because we don't make that many wines. We're pretty small. We make 4,000 cases.
Well, looking at the websites, out of those 14 varieties, so which is your favorite?
Yeah, well, why don't you, you're looking at the website right now.
Okay.
What piques your interest?
The Coco's Reserve Rock and J blend, that's for Enthusiast Club only members. This bottle says what about you?
That is the forbidden fruit, right? So it's for Enthusiast Club members only. If people visit the winery and they're not club members, we'll give them a little taste of this oftentimes. And every vintage, or every release, I should say, so spring and fall, I make a wine just for the club. And it's always just over the top awesome. We don't jack the price on it. We make it affordable. So I think it's dirty rotten to make a gift for your club and then make it super expensive. I mean, it's an actual gift to them. They have a choice if they want to buy it or not, but we make it very affordable and always super creative. So this one, the Rock and J blend, is all from the Rock and J vineyard, which is here in the Lewis Clark Valley. We buy all the fruit from that vineyard.
Clearwater Canyon Cellars. How did you come upon the name?
You know, the name came about fairly quickly. Clearwater Canyon. Clearwater River is something that I think people really associate with this valley. So that, to us, was easy to claim. The vine, so we have three labels, basically. I mean, it's all Clearwater Canyon, but we have like three different lines of wine, essentially. So we have the Clearwater Canyon, which has a vine on it, but the vine is not leafed out. It's a vine that's been pruned and it's dormant. So this would be what a vine looks like in February after you have pruned it and it's all cleaned up and ready for the next growing season, but it hasn't started growing yet.
You know, I love design work, great design work, and I love how you balance out Clearwater Canyon Cellars, the name on your logo, and then also using three C's and configuring those, and then, as you mentioned, incorporating the vine into the logo. The design is just brilliant. Looking at it at the website, it's just, the bottles really pop. They're so elegant and rich.
Yeah, Carl and I actually drew that original design on a napkin, just like Harry Potter. See, all great things come from garages and on napkins. And gave it to an artist that was able to help bring that vine to life.
Well, you did a great job. It really looks impressive. Okay, as we close out the interview, let's make sure that we give all of your contact details.
You can visit our website at www.cccellars.com or clearwatercanyoncellars.com. Either one will take you there. And our phone number is 208-816-4679. If you want to come find us, we're in Lewiston, Idaho. We're at 3143 10th Street on the old farm.
Well, thank you, Coco, for taking the time and letting me reminisce around my old hometown. In talking with you, I can see why the winery is such a success.
Super. Hey, I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for doing this with me.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.